And now back to your host, Carl Albert, and the Constitution Game.
Right now, we're on contestant number 435, and still no president. And as all of you who've been reading your newspapers and watching the news know, the suspense is building. So let's call the Judiciary Committee back to order. Sergeant-at-Arms, send in the next person in line of succession to the presidency of the United States.
The Honorable Wayne C. Aldridge, Deputy Assistant Undersecretary of Agriculture for Soil Affairs.
Mr. Aldridge, welcome to our game. I'll just run over the rules briefly. We ask probing personal and financial questions of the man next in line to succeed the president. If you answer correctly, you'll be the next leader of the free world. But if we discover evidence of wrongdoing, you'll be disqualified and will go on to the next man in line, number 436. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Aldridge, raise your right hand, please. You swear the answers that you shall give before this committee will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, please be seated. Congressman Rodino, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Aldrich, have you ever been convicted of a crime other than a traffic violation?
No, sir, I have not.
So far, so good, Mr. Aldrich. Congressman Fish.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Aldrich, the committee has copies of your income tax returns for the last 5 years. I noticed that you listed $40,000 in income for 1972, although your salary at the Department of Agriculture is only $27,500. Could you tell us about that discrepancy?
Well, it's really very simple. I sold some stock. I made a profit.
What was that stock?
Well, I don't exactly remember. Something or other.
Was it not, in fact, stock in General Soil Incorporated? And do you not, in fact, have considerably more stock in General Soil sold to you at bargain prices while you served as chief soil consultant to the Department of Agriculture?
Well,
I'm sorry, Mr. Aldridge, but that puts you out of the running. Many thanks for coming to the Capitol today and playing the Constitution game. As with all candidates, you'll receive complete immunity from prosecution for any alleged offenses revealed here, courtesy of the United States Congress.
That's a relief.
Well, we still don't have a chief executive. Sergeant-at-Arms, send in the 436th man in line to be President of the United States.
Mr. Charles T. Vernon, Senior Project Coordinator, Department of Housing and Urban Development.
I don't like pop psych, no matter who's doing it.
But it's